The next day you navigate with the Coast Guard on a strangely calm Atlantic. The sun shines, contrasting with the horrors experienced the day before. Approaching Granite Cliff, a heavy silence settles. The majestic cliff has disappeared, replaced by an expanse of calm water and a few protruding rocks. Sagamore Cave has vanished, swallowed by the waves. The crew whispers, seeking rational explanations. Underwater earthquake, landslide. But you know the truth. The scale of destruction is unprecedented, bearing witness to the mysterious forces at work. Back on land, after this troubling observation, your group attempts to unravel the local connections with the mysterious cult encountered in the depths. The investigation proves frustrating. Witnesses are reluctant, leads fade away, and the tense atmosphere of the town suggests that some inhabitants prefer to keep their secrets. You discreetly question the harbour residents, scrutinise maritime records, and cross-reference testimonies. Most clues lead to dead ends or reveal mundane smuggling activities with no apparent connection to the cosmic horrors glimpsed. Finally, only one promising lead emerges from your investigations. Harbour records reveal that a transport vessel named the Star of Kingsport was moored during your adventure. Its captain, one Caleb Waite, matches the profile of the uniformed man met in the cabin. More troubling still, according to port documents, the ship was bound for Newbury and left the harbour hastily on the very night of your expedition to Sagamore Cave. This temporal coincidence cannot be fortuitous. Port employees vaguely remember a nervous crew and suspicious nighttime loadings. Unfortunately, the Star of Kingsport disappeared into the morning mist, carrying its secrets toward unknown waters. Determined to solve this case, you set out for Newbury to continue the investigation on the trail of the mysterious vessel.